Well, it's Monday, December the 20th, and we're back again in the book of Revelation, and we pick it up today in chapter 2 and verse 18 to the end of the chapter. This is the letter to the church at Thyatira. And like the letter to the church at Pergamum, this letter pinpoints a deficiency on the part of the church in Thyatira, which is very similar to that of Pergamum. And what it is that they have tolerated the teachings of a false prophetess she's called Jezebel. And Jezebel, we remember back in the time of Elijah, was the prophetess who influenced Ahab and Israel into the worship of Baal. It's very interesting as you read this that in the 21st century, toleration is a virtue. The culture in which we live thinks of toleration as a virtue, whereas here in Jesus' letter to Thyatira, toleration is in fact a sin. And that there are things about which we need to be intolerant of, and those things which particularly break God's law. You notice that Jesus introduces himself as the Son of God, and that's perhaps because at Thyatira they worship the two sons of Baal, the two sons of Zeus, the great Greek god. Thyatira was a trade city, and probably guilds involved having to swear allegiance to Jezebel worship to survive economically. And so the call here to be faithful was also one that was going to lead them to persecution and perhaps some degree of poverty as their businesses would struggle against this oppression. At the very end of the letter, if they persevere, they will receive the morning star, and the reference is to Numbers 24:17, and it is of course a reference to Jesus as the morning star, the star, the brightest star that you can see in the morning. Well, that's the letter to Thyatira. We'll go to the church in Sardis tomorrow, but for now, have a wonderful day.